Hello, welcome to another installment of the Super Networks audio reviews with me, Super Marcy. It's been a while since I've done an audio review for a film. I have been actually doing the written reviews lately, but I thought I would mix things up and hit you all with an audio review. And this one is for the new Jason Bourne movie, which is titled Jason Bourne. Bit of a departure from the Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Ultimatum, and the Bourne Legacy. Although, when it comes to the Bourne Supremacy, I always look at it as it says the Bourne Super Marcy. I think Supremacy and Super Marcy are just so close, like, you can easily get them confused. sort of off track there, but yeah, Jason Bourne, the fifth movie in the franchise, actually. And it just came out very recently, so yeah, let's get right to that one. Look, I'm a pretty big fan of the series. I saw The Bourne Identity, like, well before it actually had its official release. I remember winning, like, preview tickets, and I saw that with my dad, and we were just both, like, so just impressed with the kind of movie it was. We really didn't know what to expect, so it was a great surprise. I ended up not seeing Supremacy and Ultimatum in theaters, but I did see Legacy, which I didn't mind. I can understand what they were trying to do, but I don't think it entirely worked that well. And then when I got the other three on Blu-ray, that's when I saw the other two and just absolutely loved them, and Ultimatum just completely just blows the other two out of the water. It's a great film. Leads us to this new one, which does bring back Matt Damon and Paul Greengrass, which is a great, you know, great team up. And this one, it's definitely very modern with what's going on in the world with the hacks and whatnot. And of course, they do reference Snowden in it. And we get, I had to try and remember characters' names, Julia Stiles as Nikki Parsons. She hacks the CIA and finds out some info about the Treadston program and more about Jason Bourne. And so this leads her to contact him, which kind of leads him down a bit of a rabbit hole about, even though he remembers his past, this is more to do with his father and the inception of the Treadston program. And so then on the side, we have CIA director Robert Dewey, played by Tommy Lee Jones, which is a fantastic, fantastic choice. Back on the hunt once Jason Bourne's name pops up again, and he's got, I can't remember the character's title, I think she's like cyber terrorism, something like that. Character is Heather Lee, who's played by Alicia Vikander, who sort of discovers what's going on and is also in on the hunt for Bourne, but she feels like she has her own motivations, which I liked. They also just have the Asset, played by Vincent Cassell, who is there to take out Bourne or any other threats. And then we have a side storyline with like a dude from Silicon Valley called Aaron Kalua, I believe the character's name is, played by Riz Ahmed, who I now know from The Night Of. So he's sort of like developed like a Facebook type social media thing, but in doing all this, he sort of made a deal with the CIA, so there's interlinking stuff there as well. And I didn't think this was actually overly complicated. It is like quite easy to follow, so I thought that was good, but it's still like really interesting, and you can definitely easily catch up with what's happening. Like, you can understand there's the CIA programs. They obviously don't want things to be revealed. And the film is really high on action, which I thought was really, really well done. The grease scenes are just insane. Just absolutely insane, like the riots going on and this action through these riots. Wow. Absolutely crazy stuff. But I just felt like the action just, yeah, I felt it was top notch, but I just felt like a lot of the other stuff they were doing was quite good as well. And what I also liked, how we did have like some flashbacks, and you know, there's still the sense of like who he is, and I kind of liked that aspect with his father, and finding out more. And I was definitely very engaged. I found it very intense. And there is a bit at the end, like towards the end in the third act, that where things just get really crazy. And I thought, like, am I watching a Michael Bay movie or am I watching a Bourne movie? That was probably maybe one of the only things I didn't enjoy all that much. But look, as a whole, I probably liked this a lot more than it seems other people are, or have been. I just felt like I got a lot out of it. I felt like it was a worthy follow-up to Ultimatum. Perhaps not as good, but definitely right up there, as a worthy follow-up. And I thought, you know, Matt Damon just fell right back into the role, of Jason Bourne. Again, Tommy Lee Jones, fantastic choice. I mean, nothing new for him, but it's just kind of cool to see him there. Alicia Vikander, I just don't think she can do any wrong. She's easily becoming one of my most favorite actresses right now, from like A Royal Affair, which I thought not as good in that, but definitely could see potential in her. And then as I've seen her in more things, she's definitely winning me over. Like, she is somebody to watch, absolutely. I'll never complain about seeing Vincent Cassell. Like, he's a great actor, and I thought he was quite good in the role of the asset. Very, what's the right word? I'm saying a lot, so I apologize. And there's that again. I can't think of the right word. He's kind of scary, intimidating. Definitely somebody you feel scared of, so I liked that. And of course, you can't complain when you have Julia Stiles returning. And Riz Ahmed, great up and coming actor. Definitely liked him in this. And if you're not watching The Night Of, absolutely get on that. He's great in that. A good choice for lead actor. And yeah, again, I don't mind the style of Paul Greengrass. It can get very shaky cam at times. Not too bad. It kind of suited the style, suits the story that's being told. So I am glad that he did come back for it. As I said, I think he and Matt Damon, there's a good team there. Look, I think it. Look, whether or not they do another one with these two, we don't know. And I think they are planning to do a follow-up with the Jeremy Renner character. Maybe they'll have them both. I'm not sure. But look, I thought it was good. I really, really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun with it. I can't imagine like what sort of training Matt Damon would have gone through, because he looked fantastic, physically. Look, I can understand the criticisms that people do have with it. I actually did not find it boring at all. I had a great time with it. Perhaps maybe a little long. You could have cut out 10 minutes, but I didn't really find it boring or anything like that. It was exciting, and yeah, I just found it highly entertaining as someone who's enjoyed all of the films. You know, it's another one that I can enjoy. Probably more inclined to rewatch this than, say, Bourne Legacy. So there is that. As an overall rating, I would go with 3.5 out of 5, or a 7 on 10. Something that, yeah, you know, something I highly enjoyed, while not perfect. So yeah, like I would recommend it. Yeah, nothing particularly wrong with it. Good fun for me. And that's pretty much my rambling review. Hopefully I made sense to you lovely, wonderful listeners. As usual, you can find us at the Super Network at www.supermarcy.com. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy. I am on other platforms, but they're more personal. I may add you, I may not. I'll think about it. And of course, be sure to check me out on some podcasts within the last few weeks at bingemedia.net. And coming up within the next week or two, I will be doing a guest appearance on Denny Lewis's The After Midnight podcast. So check that out on iTunes. And hopefully many more awesome things coming up. So with that said, thank you for listening. And yeah, take care, everybody. I've been Super, and you have been listening. Bye-bye.